got a hamstring, Jeff. Being evaluated right now, I'd say he's day to day. So, yeah, hamstring.
Did you come out with any other conditions?
No, you know, we're really kind of in an evaluation process right now. Obviously, I think there have been some questions asked about Cody. Cody did pass protocol. We just didn't suit him in the game, so he should be back to work. DeMarcus, our expectations are to get DeMarcus on the field this week. We'll see where we're at. And is there anybody else I'm missing, Patrick? I think that's it. So Dakota, he's okay. He's fine. Yeah.
Do you have any information with DeMarcus?
That's all I know.
Okay.
Exactly what you know. So we're trying to find out a little bit more about it. Now, obviously, Keith is working with him, but yes, it's my understanding. Yeah.
Gary, one thing to win, but the way you guys won in terms of being physical, you saw guys being emotional, maybe like DT we hadn't seen, was that more gratifying? Is sort of, was the manner in which you won and the way the guys
Well,
played?
I think the thing that, as I said last night after the game, the thing that's exciting, I think we played, you know, some complete football. You know, I mean, obviously we still made a lot of mistakes and nothing's perfect, but, you know, to protect the ball the way we did, to win the line of scrimmage, to play consistent defense, play good red zone defense, good red zone offense. You know, it's a lot of things that have been kind of a nemesis for us. We still had some penalties, but we did overcome penalties better. We hung in there. So I think the consistency of what took place, hopefully we can grow from that.
In a five-quarter span, right? Had eight holding penalties. Is this a technique thing, or are they getting you for something?
Well, we have to worry about ours, but I think it's going on around the league. I mean, I think there's a lot of calls going on. You look at the overall number of calls going on in a game week in and week out. But we've got to go address ours. I mean, I think they're dead on a few of them. We're going to argue about a few of them that, you know, we do that all the time. But, the early ones really hurt us, you know, because we had two big third down conversions and ready to go do something, and we go right back to third and long. So, but I liked our poise overcoming them. We had a big PI call defensively, gave him a 50-yard play or whatever it was, a big play, but we hold them to a field goal. So we overcame those type of things.
The offensive line got a little bigger after the last couple games. Did you challenge them? They had kind of a dream game last night.
Yeah, but we kind of challenged our team, Mike, not just them. I mean, we talked about, obviously, we had a bunch of penalties the week before. We had some big plays called back. You know, we get off to a rough start last night with I remember Clancy getting after him last time and said, just keep playing. You know, we'll work ourselves out of this, you know, trying to be positive, working ourselves out of it. And I think we did a good job of that. But being committed to the run, staying involved, staying committed to what we were doing, I think really helped him play better.
Had a number of key blocks. I mean, what does he mean to this offense?
Oh, Matt's a leader. Matt's a leader. Really fine player. You know, really, this is Matt's second year, right, to be playing. So he's still a relatively young player, but Matt's starting to see players over and over again and those type of things, seeing scheme over and over again. But he's a guy everybody looks to. Does a really good job.
Is he underrated at his position?
You'd have to ask other players. I think he's working his way. I think he's gaining respect around this league, and that's what it's all about. He's a kid who doesn't miss. He's there every week, plays every play, and runs a show up front. So I think Matt's well on his way to having a, you know, very good career, but he's very young.
It's a little bit unusual to play the same team twice.
Yeah, me and Patrick talking about that walking down. It happens from time to time. I think the fact that we're on a quick turnaround here, from a preparation standpoint, it should help us tonight. You know, it's going to be a long night and those type of things for us as coaches. But at least the only thing that's taken place between last time and this time is one football game that we got to go back and evaluate, you know, which was in Atlanta. So hopefully our preparation today, we can catch back up. You know, anytime you play on Monday, it makes for a short end on the back end. So we got a lot of work to do today.
How is Corey Nelson fair filling in for Brandon?
Yeah, Corey's done a good job. You know, He's always played some in sub, in our sub packages. Obviously, he plays more last night, but Corey's kind of like Todd in a lot of ways. Corey's a guy who's been working hard, waiting for an opportunity, and thought he did a really good job with it last night, and, you know, may be called upon again. So we trust Corey. He's a fine young player.
Coach, I know you talked about it last night, but can you explain the end of the first half again specifically?
Really nothing to explain. I just made a decision, you know, to go in at halftime, not to go again there. What was it, third and six? I had my reasons, probably not very good reasons, you know. We should stay aggressive right there, but I did have my reasons why I made the decision I made. So my fault. If you want to blame somebody, blame me. Okay.
Well, you can explain your reasons.
No, I don't have to. I don't have to explain. I might give something away for later on. How about that? But I do agree with y'all. We should be aggressive right there. I do agree.
Can you spend any time looking back when it's 14-9, all of a sudden they make that field goal? Are you thinking, oh, man, it might have been nice to have three more?
Well, I felt that way making the decision. You know, like you said, I know why I made the decision. But, yeah, you're concerned all the time. You got to take advantage of your opportunities, and we're playing really well offensively right there. We were struggling with a certain phase of the game, something that they're really, really good at, so it was a concern.
You used your fullback a ton.
Yeah. Well, Mike, we want to get this kid involved, and we'd like to do that more, you know, and he's starting to come around, playing really good, had a lot to do with how well we played last night, caught a ball or two, I think one. He's got really good hands, so like I said, a young player who's starting to become a pretty good player, so hopefully we can keep evolving right here with him and Booker and those type of guys as we move forward.
After watching the film, would you have been surprised if that Brock fumble would have been overturned and ruled an incomplete pass?
I was surprised on the field because I didn't really see what happened, you know, but when I watched the replay, it did look like a fumble to me, yeah.
Were you surprised at all that the Texans blitzed Simeon so much? I believe 72% of his dropbacks, which was unusual.
We expect it. They're an aggressive group, do a lot of stunting, a lot of stuff. Like I said, one of the strengths of their team is going to get to quarterback, especially on third down. So we were able to, you know, because of our run game, we were able to keep them out of some of their strengths. So, you know, it helped us throughout the course of the game.
Talked about throughout the week getting Booker more touches. What did you see from that run game? Do you expect the kind of trend to continue that way?
Yeah, I sure hope so. You know, hopefully we can have that many touches in the course of a game. But I saw two guys competing, you know. I saw fresh guys on the field. I think that was good for us. But we also gave more room to run. You know, those things go hand in hand.
What is it about CJ that when he's challenged or back into the corner, he seems to respond?
Well, I think CJ's been playing well. Like I said, I think last night that we did a better job up front. We gave him some more room to run. But, you know, I think when guys push each other, last year it was CJ and Ronnie pushing each other, you know. And I think Book's, like we're just talking about Andy, Book is becoming more comfortable with what we're doing. We're more comfortable with Book on the field and pass protection right now. So we're just growing as a group. And, you know, here we go in week 8. And hopefully those kids keep coming along. It's going to make us better if they do that.
How valuable is TJ's kind of skill set that allows you guys to do different things on that side of the ball, maybe do more than you maybe could if you didn't have it?
Yeah, we can, we can bring TJ in the box. Obviously, he can play in the middle of the field, he can play in the box. But to be able to have a guy of TJ's stature, his size, and can play the run and go in the box and tackle, it's hard to find those guys. So he gives us a lot of flexibility. You know, we've had some issues with Simmons being out and KO, and we had some things going on with our team. TJ's the guy that's had to play a little bit of everywhere, so he deserves a lot of credit.
Time for a few more for the coach. Given you watched the Chargers game, unfortunately, from home, does that give you a different vantage point in how you saw them as an opponent?
No, Troy, I mean, we study film, you know, so I don't watch TV copies. So they're playing really good right now. Phillip's playing really good, very aggressive on the defensive side of the ball, getting turnovers, and like I said, I think we're in an extremely tough division this year. I mean, everybody's playing well. It's going to be a really long, tough road. So these division games will be big games when it's all said and done.
Coach Trevor, I think from my memory, he hasn't thrown an interception for quite a while. Is he playing real smart, or are you putting him in situations where
I think he's getting more comfortable from a call standpoint. You know, he's not making some of the mistakes he made earlier in the year. And I just think he's getting more comfortable game to game. You know, how do I handle my team? Last night, Trevor did a great job last night of getting our team in some great runs. Trevor had a lot to do with us running the ball well. So we're getting more comfortable with him, letting him go at the line of scrimmage, giving him some either-or type football plays. You go handle it. So I think we're growing from that standpoint.
Okay.
Last one, Jeff. Do you think you keep running like that, you're going to get more room to throw?
No, I sure hope it helps, you know, Jeff, because it's like last night. We start the game, play us in a lot of quarters, doubling 10 and 88 a bunch. When we got the run game going, they finally brought the safeties down and stuff like that, gave us a chance to get the ball. The good news is we put the ball down the field. Maybe we didn't hit it early in the game, but I think it helped us at the end of the game.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a good day.